Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate. Shaggy Ghost Story, Megalith Delivery, 1-877-260-3428, and visit us at thehauntedestate.com.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome back to this, yes, The Haunted Estate, here with your host, which is, yes, me, Selena Myers. It has been a long week without you, my friends. I definitely left a message up on the Facebook to let you know that there would be a break in episodes. I had some people reach out to tell me how much they missed me, and good gracious, did that ever mean a lot to me. So what happened? I decided in a spur of a moment I am going to redo my office. I should tell you I am podcasting from my living room table. My computer is out here. Looks strange, but it works. I pulled everything in the middle of the room, painted the walls pink because I don't know. It didn't really work. The paint was very old and cottage cheesy, and I shoved a knife, like a butter knife, in the electrical socket, and just shit really hit the fan. So I was trying to get this all done before we went on a little vacation, family-oriented stuff, but it didn't get finished, so I just took off without pre-recording podcasts. So guess what, guys? I went to Virginia. I went to Williamsburg, Virginia. I did the living museums, and guess what else I did? Ghost tours. And I have to tell you, it was absolutely spectacular. I had an amazing time on my trip. One thing though, I am from Canada. It might be hot here right now, but there is no hot the way that Virginia is hot. It was to the point where you felt like you couldn't breathe. The ghost walk that I went on was rated the number one ghost tour in Williamsburg. It is Spooks and Legends Haunted Tours with the amazing tour guide Bonnie, who is actually in period dress as the town lunatic. So if you want to check out that tour, if you head over to thehauntedestate.com, I will have a picture up on the main site, right on that homepage, where you can follow through. Take a look at that website, buy tickets if you're heading that way, and watch some videos. If you have been on the tour, please slide over to TripAdvisor and give her a great rating. She deserves it, absolutely. It was a fantastic night, and I can't wait to go back and go on that same tour. There was so much information. You know, we got to look at the buildings, take pictures of the buildings. Personally, we only had one experience, paranormal experience, when we were there, and that was after the ghost tour. So the ghost tour ended quite late. I think it was around 10 or 10:30. We went through and listened to stories about the White House, the Randolph House, everything really. She touched base on most things. And as we were walking back, we decided to double back past a couple houses. See, where we were working was on a dirt road out front of some houses that we had heard about, and we were just walking back to where our car would be. So this was still in the colonial area, so no one really lived in there. It was just kind of like a closed down museum. Definitely gave you a creepy feeling, almost like the House of Wax feeling. When we definitely heard somebody walking behind us, we slowed down, and it was kind of as if they kept going for a second, and it wasn't even me who noticed. It was my husband. And then we definitely got that feeling. Like, you know, everyone knows the feeling. And we could hear it shuffling along the dirt road and in the rubble like that. Another thing that she said that, you know, we couldn't do while we were on the tour. There are rules to follow, and it's always very important to follow rules. You don't want to get your tour guides in trouble. We went back to the wife house. I think it's wife. Oh, gosh. And we knocked on the door. Because if you knocked on the door, sometimes Miss Anne, one of the legendary ghosts of that house, you could hear shuffling around in that house. The next day, we went back to that house. And we did the tour. And you could definitely feel, you know, years and centuries of energy in those walls. It was spectacular. So yes, if you want to check out that tour, she has some great YouTube videos on the page. You can head over to thehauntedestate.com or www.spooksandlegends.com. There's information on tours, tickets, directions, guides, sightings, services, blog, contact, you name it. You will love it. There is the Dead of Night Ghost Tour every night except Wednesday at 9:10 p.m. That's the one that I went to. You meet in front of the cheese shop in Merchant Square 10 minutes prior to tour time. There is Witches of Williamsburg Tour Friday and Saturday nights only, 10:30 p.m. And then there's the Combo Tour Friday and Saturday nights at 9 p.m. We weren't there on a weekend. I would have absolutely loved to do the Combo Tour and the Witches of Williamsburg, because witches is something that I am very interested in. It's another topic that I really love. I live in Ontario. We have a lot of native reserves around us. We have a lot of people who do practice a lot of arts. I know, as growing up, I was really into Wicca and learning all about that. Kind of goes back in the family. I like, you know, my name. Actually, my name means Queen of Moons, and that's something that's very witchy, I like to think. One day I could have a daughter named her Luna, and that would be Daughter of Moons. Yeah, so make sure to stop by thehauntedestate.com to check that out. You will not regret it. And like every other, I keep saying and I'm sorry, I have a really bad cold. Like every other page article that we read, it is available under blog episode links on thehauntedestate.com. I also want to remind you guys to please call our toll-free number 1-877-260-3428. By doing that, you can record your own ghost story, folklore, anything you wrote. Let us know. I am here because I want to help build the paranormal community. Bring it close to you guys. You guys are the podcast. I make it for you, but it is your content that really pulls it together. Next thing I want to touch on, please slide by iTunes and give us a rate. That is how we will make our way up in the polls. Last but not least, my friends, make sure to share us with your friends. And good news, the book is completely finished. I am in the process of having it published. We've ran into a couple little bumps in the road, but I am hoping within the next week or two that book will be available for purchase. I am thinking I will have some through my website that are signed if you would like that. It won't be at any extra charge, just shipping, you know what I mean.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So I know that there are some people looking very forward to the book, and that just fills me with complete happiness. The book is something that was kind of hard for me to write. I had to reach out to a lot of families that I had worked with. Diving back into those dark times was an amazing experience. And at the same time, it was a dark experience in the best way possible. I really hope that you will enjoy the book. It ended up finishing out at exactly 200 pages. There are 8 chapters, some about demons, some about, you know, anything that you think. A lot of possession stories, things that I have been involved with, mainly stories in Canada. I want to stick to Canada as I've been in a lot of cases. I know that there will be more books to come. So hopefully you will slide over and buy that, because that is the way that I'm going to make money from this podcast. This podcast is completely fueled by me. So another thing, if you want to donate, there is a donate button on thehauntedestate.com. For the few who have done that, I thank you so much, as I am poor. So let's move forward to your stories, my stories, and everything paranormal in between today on The Haunted Estate. Wow, I can't believe that I almost forgot to tell you guys. There was not an experience, but a very strange moment during our trip. We were staying at a Holiday Inn Express in Colonial Williamsburg. When I was in bed that first night, I had a bit of a weird feeling, one of my moments. So I was laying in bed and I got very, very curious. The hotel stay was free for us, so I did not do any research about the hotel. So I decided to go on TripAdvisor and look up the hotel that we were staying in, and I was a little shocked. I was staying in room 219, that is on the second floor. This is the very first review about the hotel. It says, haunted? ? With one star. Room 221 is haunted. Someone called 911 from our room, making the cops show up and bang on the door twice in the middle of the night. However, our phone was dead every time we checked it. Cops said this is the third time since Labor Day this has happened from the same exact room. We ended up getting our room comped, though, which was nice. Can you imagine, guys? And this was a room that was right beside us. To make that even spookier, guess what? We had an adjoining door. Nothing did happen when we were staying in that hotel room, other than that feeling that there was a little bit more. And then, of course, I'm completely morbid, right? I'm laying in the tub, I'm looking at the ceiling, and there's pink stuff on the ceiling. And in my brain, I'm like, yeah, somebody, is that somebody's brains? Somebody shot themselves in their head. I know that that's really dark and probably didn't happen, but Williamsburg, all the property is littered with bodies. Simply just of the things that have happened there, all the wars and such like that. But first, I have a bit of a treat for you guys. I have a story as told by somebody visiting Colonial Williamsburg that I will play now. It is the story of Lady Anne. So please do enjoy. So for fun today, I have gotten permission to use a video that is about Colonial Williamsburg. It is called Ghosts of Colonial Williamsburg and is uploaded by Dashy Doe. So you can find them on YouTube. I am going to play that here. I'm going to erase my background music, as it does have its own background music of itself. So please do enjoy.
Colonial Williamsburg, the birthplace of America. For 81 years, it was the thriving capital of Virginia. From 1699 to 1780, Williamsburg was the political, cultural, and educational center of what was then the largest and most influential of all the American colonies. It was here that our country's ideas of liberty and self-government were established by such leaders and patriots as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, George Mason, and Peyton Randolph. Near the end of the Revolutionary War, Virginia's government moved up the peninsula to the safer and more centrally located city of Richmond. For nearly a century and a half afterwards, Williamsburg stayed a quiet college town, home to the College of William and Mary. In 1926, under Dr. W.A.R. Goodwin and John D. Rockefeller, Jr., a restoration began to preserve some of the most historic buildings in the area. The project started with the preservation of a few of the more important buildings, and today covers approximately 85% of the original 18th century capital. Now a major tourist attraction, the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation has catered to more than 100 million visitors since 1932. They offer tours of the historic buildings and areas where many people lived in the 18th century. According to some employees and visitors, several of these 18th century people are still around.
Thank you.
In August 1701, soon after Williamsburg was decided to be the colony's new capital, an act was passed to construct a brick prison. By 1704, two jail cells were ready for occupants just north of the capital on Nicholson Street. By 1722, the jail was extended to include 8 cells, an exercise yard, a courtyard, and rooms for the jailer. Most of the jail's occupants were men and women awaiting trial, or convicts waiting to be branded, whipped, or hanged according to their sentences. The gallows in the back were used for the hangings. Most of the cells were overcrowded and unheated with no plumbing. Many occupants were chained to the walls. From time to time, jail fever, probably typhus, would break out among the prisoners. The most famous occupants of these cells were 15 henchmen of the pirate Blackbeard. Caught in 1718, 13 of them met their end by being hanged at the gallows on Capitol Landing Road. Today, the lower sections of the jail are open for touring, but it's the second story of the jail that is reportedly haunted by unrestful spirits. Employees often talk of voices, footsteps, and doors creaking from above with the building empty. It's not surprising that the souls would haunt a place like this. Being tortured in life has not been known to lead to a restful death. This historical house was built around 1715 and was owned by Sir John Randolph, a distinguished lawyer for his time. John Randolph died in 1737 and left the house to his wife, and then to his son, Peyton Randolph. Peyton died in 1775. Following his death, his wife lived in the house for some years afterward. The house was eventually sold out of the Randolph family in 1824. The owner, Mrs. Mary Monroe, served as hostess to General Lafayette during his visit to the United States. The history of the house for the next century and a half is difficult to follow. The house passed through a number of different owners and became known as a house of sadness and tragedy. Many people met strange and untimely deaths there over the 19th and 20th centuries. One William and Mary student died painfully of tuberculosis while he was boarding there. Several children died in the house, and there were at least 2 suicides over the years, perhaps more. Suicides were only reported as deaths back then. People said it was as if the house was cursed. Today, the house still stands. Over the years, visitors and employees have seen strange things on many different occasions. The most common sightings happen in the red oak paneled bedroom on the second floor. There, the spirit of a deeply disturbed woman who possibly lived there 150 to 200 years ago is periodically seen, apparently trying to warn others of impending tragedy. One of the more recent occurrences happened in October 1962. A Mrs. Helen Hall Mason was sleeping upstairs in the red oak paneled room when she awoke from a deep sleep to a woman standing at the foot of her bed. At first, she thought it was her hostess, but could soon tell that it was not. The woman was dressed in an 18th century nightgown and was wringing her hands nervously, looking distraught. When Mrs. Mason sat up in her bed and asked her what was wrong, she got no reply. Mrs. Mason then gasped, noticing that the moonlight which shone through the window shone through the woman as well. Seconds later, the woman vanished. Mrs. Mason said she didn't have the feeling that the woman was there to harm her, but rather to give her a message. She thought the spirit was trying to warn her. Other strange phenomena ranged from sounds of shattering glass in the middle of the night to apparitions vanishing before people's eyes. One instance involved a woman feeling as though someone was trying to push her down a flight of stairs. Employees are hesitant to talk of these happenings, although few who know the house cannot deny that there is a strange feeling about it. Who is the woman in the red oak paneled room, and what is she trying to warn people of? Perhaps she is worried that the house will impose more tragedy on unexpected visitors. Perhaps she's trying to tell us that most of the violence in the house occurred in or near the red oak paneled room. Many experts have tried to explain the strange sounds and sightings that have occurred in this house over the past century and a half, although none have been able to. The public hospital for persons of insane and disordered minds was the first hospital in North America devoted solely to the treatment of the mentally ill. The first patient was admitted on October 12, 1773. Originally one building with 24 cells, The hospital eventually grew to include over 450 patients and 7 buildings by 1885. Cells had heavy doors with barred windows, a mattress, a chamber pot, and an iron ring on the wall, to which the patient's wrist or leg fetters were attached. Cells in the hospital were reserved for more dangerous individuals, and patients who might be treated and discharged.
You have been a danger to society, threatening citizens in Spotsylvania County from the courthouse steps, in the streets, and during religious worship.
Sir, this is my team. I am superior to George Washington and his cabinet, to Patrick Henry and his council, to Thomas Jefferson and all the gentlemen of Virginia.
According to the theories of the 1700s, mental illness was a disease of the brain and nervous system. Treatments consisted of restraint, strong drugs, plunge baths, and other shock water treatments, as well as bleeding and blistering salves. On June 7, 1885, the hospital, then called the Eastern Lunatic Asylum, caught fire and burned to the ground. 2 female patients may have died in the fire. However, no remains were ever found. The hospital's foundations, still filled with ash and debris, were excavated in 1972, and reconstruction was approved in 1979. The hospital, however, is not the site for strange phenomena, but the graveyard is. About a mile or two behind the hospital lies the graveyard. Upstanding citizens were buried in separate graves with headstones. Here, the dead were buried in mass graves with no headstone or coffin. Many lived to the end of their lives shackled to a wall and tortured, only to be buried in an unmarked grave. Some residents of the area report feeling watched or uneasy when visiting the graveyard. Others say that they have been touched by something while walking through it, only to find nobody there. Although the reports in this area aren't as common as in other spots, one thing is certain. Most of the people here did not live happy lives. Most of the people here were insane, tortured, and are probably not resting in peace. Colonial Williamsburg is a historical town. Many people have lived and died here, and many will continue to do so. Visitors from across the world travel here to see the restored colonial capital the way it once was. Over 300 years of memories haunt the city, in more ways than one.
So, my friends, there you have it. I hope that you enjoyed that. I truly did. So please do not forget to share us with your friends and visit us at thehauntedestate.com. There you will find links to the tour that I had taken, where you can find so many testimonies, so many pictures, so many videos. And maybe if you take the tour, you will find a ghost of your own. Thank you so much, guys. And I will see you the day after tomorrow. Have a spooky day.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.